The ICB Character Education and Community Building Book Series. Series Book Number 2. A is for Attitude. A is for Attitude. Payback isn't always gratifying. Pre-reading exercise. What is your attitude? When your friends want to be mean or to play pranks on others, what do you do? Do you follow them or do you take a stand? Reading focus. In this book, we explore Goma's problem when faced with a similar situation. Observe how Goma behaved towards his peers and his teachers. What lessons can you learn from his experiences? Is your attitude consistently one of honor and respect for others? Think about how you would react if you were in Goma's shoes. Did he make mistakes? If so, how did he correct them? Do you make mistakes in your attitude towards others or in difficult situations? If so, how do you correct them? Read the story and answer the questions, perhaps with friends, teachers, or parents. The story and the discussion junction exercises will assist you in coming to some of your own conclusions about how to demonstrate the right attitudes towards others, even in difficult situations. Payback isn't always gratifying. Excitement was in the air as the end of the school year drew near. Many of the students were looking forward to the summer break, but Goma and the remainder of his fifth grade class anticipated the end of year graduation ceremony. During lunch, several of the students gathered around as the yearbooks had just arrived, and many scrambled to see what pictures and gossip had made the fifth grader's great capsule of memories. Looking through the book triggered a time of thinking back on their elementary school years. Tasha, the student government president, recalled how scared she was on her first day at elementary school. She described the halls as long, dark corridors that seemed to lead to nowhere. Several others chimed in with words and gestures of agreement. Michael shared how he seemed invisible on his first day in elementary school, until one of the seventh grade students patted him on the back and, through a comforting smile, said, "You'll be all right, man." Feeling more at ease, Michael continued down the hall in search of his first classroom in elementary school. Susan jogged everyone's memory of one of their least favorite teachers when she said, "Hey, you're wearing the dunce cap, sit down." Everyone laughed in unison and snickered. "Old Lady Smith," Jeff said, "Hey, you all do know that this is her last year." "Say what? You gotta be kidding," screamed Susan. "Are you serious?" came a whisper from the center of the crowd. Jeff explained that Old Lady Smith was finally retiring and suggested that she be presented with a gift worthy of all of the sarcastic and degrading remarks she had dished out over the years. Everyone agreed and thought the perfect time to present Old Lady Smith with her well-deserved and overdue gift was at the fifth grade graduation. Jeff, being one of the ringleaders, set out to arrange Mrs. Smith's honor, or, more appropriately, her embarrassment for the upcoming celebration. Later that week, Jeff returned with a smile as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. "Guys, everything has been arranged. Right down to none other than yours truly presenting Old Lady Smith with her award. reported Jeff. Gomer questioned the crowd as to whether they were sure they wanted to follow through on this degrading prank. Everyone roared with laughter and reminded Gomer of the many bad comments old Lady Smith had done to them over the years. My older brother, who attended here ages ago, remembers old Lady Smith being no different than she is now, recounted Melinda. Gomer laughed, but he felt bad inside. He knew his prank could potentially have a long-lasting bad ending. Old Lady Smith could have a breakdown. Not wanting to be made fun of, Gomer pretended to agree with his peers and their mean plan. While he was home later that day, Gomer tried to plan his own escape from the group's tricks. His only idea, which would still allow him to be popular with his peers, was to become so ill that the crowd could not attend his own fifth grade graduation ceremony. This thought was quickly dismissed, and Gomer joined his peers at the dinner table. The worried expression on Gomer's face was far too obvious for his mother to avoid the question. "Is anything wrong, Gomer?" Without looking up, Gomer gestured that he was fine and continued to pick at the peas and potatoes on his plate. Unconvinced by his response, Gomer's mother insisted further, "Are you sure you're all right?" Realizing that her efforts to get Gomer to confide in her were less than futile, she dismissed the conversation. After they finished with their meals, Gomer disappeared to his room. The time of the graduation ceremony drew near, and some of the students noticed that Miss Smith had been absent the past couple of days. As they gathered at the lunch, the excitement turned to worry as they considered whether or not their plan would be spoiled because of her absence. Relieved to see old Lady Smith return on the Thursday before the weekend of the graduation, Jeff rushed to lunch to inform the crew that plans were once again set to carry out. They finalized the details of their plan to be sure old Lady Smith got exactly what she deserved. In a bold voice, Gomer shared with his peers that he would not be taking part in the plan. Melinda waved Gomer off and said, "You're no fun." Jeff warned Gomer not to disclose their plan to anyone as they all headed off to class. Saturday, the big day for Gomer and his fifth grade classmates, had finally arrived. Gomer's parents hugged him and assured him of how proud they were of him, not only for doing well in school, but for always setting the right example. Gomer shrugged and returned a quick smile and joined the rest of his graduating class. Jeff nudged Gomer, Melinda, and Susan and winked to remind them of the prank. Principal Jackson approached the microphone and silence fell over the auditorium. He gave a short welcome and asked the crowd if they would not mind if he turned from the graduation program just a bit. He called for Ms. Smith to join him at the podium. Once there, Principal Jackson shared with the audience that Ms. Smith would be retiring and she had some words she would like to share with the student body and family members before her departure from San Diego Elementary School. As Ms. Smith began to speak, her voice was shaky. She explained that during the early part of the week, she had attended a conference on community building. She went on to tell the students how her whole career of 34 years had been spent teaching at that school. I have had a life-changing experience. The conference has given me a new perspective, and unfortunately for many of you, it came at the end of my career, she murmured. I stand here today to apologize for my lack of respect for many of my students. I can only imagine the enormous amounts of respect and honor that I have not been able to receive because of my negative and sarcastic attitude. My hope is that you can forgive me and are able to use my words as a time to reflect on your own attitude. Thank you, and I look forward to the positive influence I can be on others. Looks of shock covered the faces of everyone in the audience. Thinking about the prank, Jeff broke out in a sweat. He wondered what could be done to stop it from happening. Just as Miss Smith was about to leave the stage, Principal Jackson motioned to have her gift from the fifth graders brought over. Jeff shifted nervously in his seat. Miss Smith began to nervously unwrap the large package, and to Jeff, Melinda, and Susan's surprise, it was a large portrait of Miss Smith from her first year at the school. Jeff, Melinda, and Susan all relaxed and wondered how the portrait got into the package. Goma smiled at them and they gave a sigh of relief. After the ceremony, Jeff and the others gathered around Goma. What many thought to be hugs of farewell were actually hugs of gratitude. They could not imagine what they would have done if there was nothing in the package, seeing how old Lady Smith had had a life-changing experience. Through old Lady Smith's words on the stage, Goma was able to show his friends that no one is ever too old or too stubborn to change his or her ways. Goma's friends agreed and vowed never to judge anyone like that again. As they were all about to go to their separate ways, Jeff, Susan, and Melinda once again thanked Goma for having the right attitude and purchasing a gift that made Miss Smith happy. Goma replied, "It was the right thing to do." And he wished them all a peaceful and fun summer. Character builders. Attitude is a word which children and adults use a lot. It is defined as an outlook on how one views a person, thing, or object. Goma would like to think of attitude as a way of thinking or a type of idea that causes a person to act in a certain manner. A person's thoughts can be understood by the way he or she behaves. When a person has a positive attitude towards another individual, a thing, or an object, they demonstrate honor. Goma desired that his peers would have the right attitude toward Miss Smith. He displayed the right attitude when he decided not to participate in the prank, but instead honor Miss Smith with the portrait. Goma used his attitude in a positive manner to show his peers that payback isn't always necessary and people can experience a change of attitude. The discussion junction. Here are some questions for discussion. 1. From the story, give examples of some of the negative attitudes of the students and the impact of Goma's positive attitudes. 2. When Goma placed a gift in the empty box, was it the right thing to do? Explain your answer. Creative expressions. With your class, make a list of words to describe Goma's personality. Using your Goma outline and your art supplies, design your own Goma character. Design your Goma character's clothing with the words from the list. A is for attitude. The ABCDs of inclusive community building.